Rapid fire rant. This is your mind ranting. Today's the 25th of January, 2023. Happy Wednesday. Well, sort of. Name is Chris Crush Cristobal. Let's get into it. I want to start off by saying I don't want to make this into a firearm only or gun control discussion only podcast. I know the last few episodes, that's what I've been doing, but unfortunately, recent events have basically have made me want to record another episode about guns, specifically guns and mass shootings. Unfortunately, there have been two, and I'm just hearing that there might have been a third one to occur here in the state of California, one in the city of Monterey Park and the other one in the city of Half Moon Bay, amongst the many wounded. We have 18 killed in both shootings, 11 in Monterey Park and 7 in Half Moon Bay. Both of the perpetrators, these cowards, were much older. The Half Moon Bay shooter was 66. He was captured. He is currently detained. The Monterey Park shooter had led police on a wide manhunt, which ended over in Torrance, about 30 miles south of where the shootings occurred. And this fucking dickhead decided to take his own life after unwillingly deciding or deciding for a bunch of people that Saturday night was the last night that they were going to be able to draw breath. You know, these fucking guys, disgruntled employees or, you know, so-called victims of, you know, domestic dispute, they had no right to come in and take the lives of their coworkers, patrons at a ballroom studio. Just, it's mind-boggling to say the least that, you know, just talk about the dickhead over in Monterey Park. I mean, the guy didn't have a criminal record. He was a bit of a loner. He did like going to this dance studio, which unfortunately was the site of a shooting. Well, apparently that there's no motive yet, but there have been many discussions saying that, you know, the guy got stood up by a date, and I guess because of that, that might have pushed him over the edge, and he decided to go ahead and enter the facility with a Cobra M11 9mm semi-automatic pistol shaped like an M11 or a MAC-11. Or a MAC-10. And he opened fire in the Monterey Park ballroom. The crazy thing is that this guy actually had the balls to try to go to another studio and shoot up that place. Good thing he was disarmed. So that might have added even more rage. So he came in knowing damn well he was going to take some lives. Unfortunately, he got what he wanted. He's not going to be around and pay for his crimes. The man was also carrying, I think, some homemade suppressors to lower the decibels on his firearm. Not by much, maybe like 20 or 30 decibels. So it's still going to be pretty loud. Still, those are illegal. And, you know, many of the families right now are just really from the wounded to the ones that have been killed. Names of the 11 victims have been released. Fortunately, it was originally 10, but the 11th victim succumbed to their wounds while being treated at LA County USC Hospital. Again, this is mind-boggling. We could break in the next few days. We're gonna break down. Hopefully not here on the podcast, but we're gonna break down what the hell transpired, why it happened. I don't believe there was a note. There was no overlying message, and left by the perpetrator, and the domestic abuse dispute. It's just that. It's up in the air. But whatever it was, nothing can justify taking the lives of innocent people. Especially when they're going out to dance to get a workout or to have a good time. I mean, hear about like the crazy shooting. Just going out anywhere and expecting to be shot at by some fucking crazy person. It should never be in the back of the minds of people, but the fact that it happened here in Monterey Park, me and my family, we're not too incredibly far from Monterey Park. It's probably like a 20 to 30 minute drive on the 10 freeway. To know that it happened so close to a lot of communities, neighboring communities, now they're just, and especially such a large area, such as LA County, for this to occur at a dance hall. Many people are going to be spooked. There's going to be a lot of conversations about gun control that are going to pop up that unfortunately we're going to need to have. And by we, I mean us pro Second Amendment believers, us gun owners. There's going to be a lot of things that we need to help and commit to solutions. What those solutions are, I don't know. But amongst, having to deal with anti-gunners who want to take everything, despite them saying, oh, we only want to take some things. Dealing with other gun owners who say they just like the way things are. CDC tampering with self-defense gun statistics. Apparently, it should have been a lot of the self-defense statistics were way off. Both sides, the pro-gunners and the anti-gunners, have their whole spiel about that. The coming talks, the initiatives, the lawmakers meeting together to figure out what to do best, it's going to cost a lot of money, and it's going to cost a lot of gun owners, some freedoms, some rights. But, maybe we could soften the blow by having open-ended conversations, not arguments, conversations with our, fellow human beings, because these things should not have to happen. And let me be the first one to say that I should be the last person to say anything, because I can probably go back on a few episodes knowing that I was shit talking new initiatives. I've shit talked Mayor Lightfoot. I've shit talked Mayor de Blasio. I've shit on Governor Gavin Newsom. But at the same time, I'm just like, I know something wasn't just right, just to be, say that, some gun control cannot work. I don't really believe that, pro 2A, protectors or, believers or gun owners really go out of their way to say that, mass shootings are an unfortunate but yet real part of our lives. It shouldn't be that way. It really shouldn't be that way. Yet here we are. We'll have other countries make fun of us, and then you know we'll start seeing articles of saying like, "Oh, why can't we be like Canada? Or why we can't be like Australia?" And you know, truth be told, you know, they're a little cucked because they gave up, you know, their rights to defend themselves in their homes. A lot of the citizens, they did. So there, we have to figure out where to strike a balance. Can't turn this into the Wild Wild West, but we can't necessarily ban all the guns. I don't think it's an incredibly good idea. But we definitely need to have honest conversations about this. I mean, imagine, you know, this is fucking the Half Moon Bay shooter, right? It's getting pissed off about work. I mean, the guy killed 7 people. Fuck. 7 people, man. You never expect to have to go to work, you know, have a, you know, do your job, and then, you know, having to dodge bullets. It hurts to hear that. There was a delivery driver, Marciano Martinez Jimenez, God rest his soul, was one of the ones that were killed. His brother went on record to say that they never mentioned having problems with anybody at work. He probably loved his work. He was very polite. He was friendly. I'm reading this off the AP website. He never had problems with anybody. I don't understand why all this happened. The man lived here in the United States for about 20 years after arriving from the Mexico State in Oaxaca. Of Oaxaca, sorry. Now the brother is figuring out a way to try to get his brother's body home. We don't know what the guy's criminal record is. This guy apparently had threatened a handful of people. This fucking jerk face has threatened people to split people's heads open with a knife and try to suffocate a man with a pillow. This gentleman was not right in the head, and his fits of anger should have maybe ticked somebody off. But then again, that's not anybody's job, really. You know, you have to be at work, and then you realize that one of your coworkers might be batshit insane. People already have so much to worry about. Now they got to worry about their coworker possibly shooting up the place. Nobody should ever have that thought. And like I mentioned, it's going to be quite brutal for gun owners and the conversations that are going to follow. Just on another AP article, you know, Colorado lawmakers are considering a ban on semi-automatic weapons, specifically the sale and the transfer. Most of these guns will be grandfathered, and I think we definitely need to have these really, really honest conversations with them. I get it, you know, call me a coward, call me a hypocrite, you know, dig up my episodes on, you know, how I shit on these anti-guns, but maybe it's about time I can admit that I'm trying to have a change of heart. I want our communities to work together to figure out how we can, you know, curb this unnecessary violence while still maintaining one of our more important amendments. And, you know, like I mentioned, I just hope that the Brits, the Canadians, the Australians kind of keep their nose out of these things. I know they're going to bring it up, but this is an America thing. Worry about your own shit, right? I mean, yeah, we have to figure it out. We're definitely going to have to figure it out. My sincerest condolences, and you know, gives me no pleasure in saying that I can't believe that this stuff is still happening. Maybe a revamp of our background system might be a good thing. I definitely don't want guns to be completely banned. Maybe someone needs to come up with a smart gun that'll basically stop you from firing the gun during fits of rage. Maybe we need to have better conversations with anti-gunners and with political activists that are just trying to make things safer. Maybe educate them a little bit more, because, you know, they take a lot of their information from, you know, movies and, you know, half-hearted truths during mass shootings. So just attack things without really knowing what they're attacking. It's just going to keep happening. Conversations, they're not going to get anywhere until we really get our head out of our asses and try to work together. Like I mentioned, I don't know what it is that we need to talk about, what we need to do, but you know, just mindlessly throwing more fucking laws when we already have plenty, and the majority of them should be enforced a lot better. Not subjectively, but the way they are laid out on paper, right? We have plenty of laws. I don't think any more can really do much, but I know a lot of initiative is going to come in. The gun law is probably going to be sneaked into the next state Senate hearing or state House hearing. It's going to make it up to Governor Newsom. It's just our handling of mass shootings, especially country, have been, you know, have reached levels of insanity. Just anti-gunners trying to push initiatives, and then the pro-gunners offering no solutions and just, you know, stepping on the ground and saying that, you know, you will take my freedoms away. But at this point, you know, if our freedoms overstep or if they cause harm to somebody else, we got to make some tweaks in there, guys. Like I said, call me a fucking hypocrite, call me a traitor, call me a pussy gun owner. Come on, guys. I'm tired of this. Especially now, knowing that there was a mass shooting that happened at a dance hall, right? There was a mass shooting that's happened in a nightclub. I mean, just look at the various places that you know, there was a shooting at an Amazon warehouse, right? Shooting at so many schools, so many colleges, nightclubs, music festivals, right? Do you think people really want to just go out and just, you know, be fearful? And look, I get the argument of the good guy with a gun. You know, there's a lot of research on that from both sides, whether it works, whether it doesn't. Necessarily rely on that, you know. Can't rely on police response either, not quick enough. There has to be something that we can definitely do. Whether it's, you know, mental health response or, you know, working with a better background check system. better socioeconomic programs to keep people from living crime, leading down to crime-riddled lives. I don't know. But we should figure this out pretty soon. Especially if you are a gun owner and you don't want your rights taken away. You got to learn to work with these people. Just figure it out. All right, that's the end of that tangent. Like I said, my heart goes out to the countless people that were wounded and the families of the 18 victims whose lives were lost during these senseless acts of violence. I know my thoughts and prayers won't really do much to appease them. I've made fun of that before, but I mean, I hope that those families will find joy and comfort knowing that, you know, their loved ones meant so much to them. That every single memory from this point on will be nothing but joy after, you know, they process the grief, and process the loss. And that every single memory is just a beautiful, beautiful thing to hold and cherish. That's what I pray for, and that's what I hope for those people, and I hope that we can move forward during these times. Okay. That concludes today's rant. I'm going to probably, you know, I'm going to probably cover some of these other mass shootings. I hate to say it, you know, there's probably going to be a few more. We're just ending in January, and there's apparently three already that have occurred here in the state. And I think I'm just gonna keep bringing them up. Like I said, definitely want to switch it up here on the podcast. But these are just conversations that we're gonna need to have. These are things that need to be brought into light for our betterment and for us to be able to continue to defend our loved ones in times of. Times of, you know, people wanting to cause harm, but you know, we also have to think about future generations, whatever comes. So until next time, take care of yourselves, hug your loved ones, please be safe. See ya.